Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with former Beaver Stephanie Anderson. And Steph, first of all, you get your first chance to come back to Bemidji and play your former team. Did you have chills going back out on that ice?
Yeah, I was a little nervous, but I was more excited than anything. I'm actually staying at a house with a bunch of them, so we were all getting ready for the game together, and I was just really excited to get out there with them.
All right, you had a little bit of jump in your skates, too. I could tell you were itching to get a goal against them. Talk about the play of Erin Dieter. She stymied you a couple times.
Yeah, I think Dieter's had my number tonight. She played really well. She stood on her head for a few shots, and I was really impressed. But yeah, I just couldn't put one past her tonight.
All right, so I see you visiting with Abby Haluska out there at center ice, and I'm like, how do those two know each other? I got to hear the story. I just heard part of it from Abby's mom.
When she was 14 years old, I was a camp counselor for her, and Coach Shane was actually the coach of the team, and I was a counselor, and I remember telling Shane that she needed to come to Bemidji, and she was only like 14 years old then. And I've kind of followed her ever since. When we had a winter camp for USA, she was playing in a tournament in a couple rinks, and I went and watched her play. So I've kind of known her for a few years and watched her come up as a hockey player.
How impressed are you by her speed?
Yeah, I'm really impressed. She's doing really well. She's like a power forward. She's a big girl out there, and she throws her body around. So I was impressed.
All right, you just returned from Finland after a great week of play, obviously beating Canada 5-3 in the gold medal game at the Four Nations Cup. Another gold medal for you, Steph. You're just adding to your collection.
Yeah, it was a good experience to be over there. We were actually kind of in the middle of nowhere where we were playing, but it was good to get over there on the ice with the girls again. And, yeah, just happy to put another one away.
You had an assist. Walk us through how that one played out.
Yeah, I was driving down the boards and on the far side, and I just saw one of my teammates coming down the slot and then pass it to her. She shot, and there was my other line mate shot and got the rebound, and then the defenseman came all the way in and finished it.
Okay, you play alongside six of your teammates from the Whitecaps. How much fun was it to come back and know that you're playing alongside them here for the Whitecaps after getting that gold medal?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's nice to feed off of them and have them here, you know, playing at the same pace and kind of moving our feet out there. So, yeah, we're grateful to have each other on this team for sure.
The talent of the Whitecaps is stacked. You've got some great players. Obviously, some players that you played against last year, like Hannah Brandt. A couple of years ago, you played against the Lamoureux. What's it like to be teammates?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, you hate them when you play against them, but, you know, you learn to love them when you're playing on the same team. So they're all great girls and get along with everyone.
What else have you been up to? Obviously, you're coaching now. Talk about the Minnesota Revolution and how that's going.
Yeah, it's going really well. Love coaching. Actually, Hannah Brandt's my assistant coach, so we can't get enough of her. We're with each other every day. but, yeah, it's going good. The girls are great. I mean, we don't have a whole lot of girls playing on the team, but I'm actually missing a couple other games this weekend. Kind of sad about, but they'll do well in their tournament at Shattuck.
All right, so Minnesota Revolution isn't typical high school girls hockey. Besides Shattuck, who all do you guys play?
We travel around everywhere, so it's just girls that will leave their high school teams and come play for, it's a U19 AAA Tier 1 team, and we'll travel to Canada. Kind of all over the place. We'll make schedules with other teams, like we're going to have a series in Duluth. I might try to get one here, so just kind of all over the place and try to play at colleges as much as we can so coaches can see the girls.
What else have you been up to? Getting any fishing, hunting, or anything in?
I don't have time for anything else. I'm playing on two teams, training and coaching.
Busy lifestyle for a hockey player, but you have no regrets, do you?
No, I love it.
Steph, enjoy the rest of your time here in Bemidji, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thanks, Kelly.